آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To one and all, Allah accept us for His deen.
الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان الله. الصحابي البدري أحدي الشجري, meaning he's a veteran of Badr, participated in Uhud, present under the tree where Sahaba took bay'ah with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He participated in every expedition. That means Quran praises him with the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. He was actually equated to 1,000 men. When Hazrat Umar sent him amongst a few others to Egypt to strive for Allah, to spread the deen of Allah, Hazrat Umar said, he is equivalent to 1,000 men. He is one of the Sahaba of the Ansar. He's an Ansari, a Khazraji. So he embraced Islam in the early Medinan stage. He participated in the early bay'ahs of Aqaba when Sahaba from Medina Munawwarah came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they heard the message and they embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Who is he? None other than Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu. We were mentioning at some stage Sahaba buried in the lands of Sham. Ya Allah. This Sahabi is right there next to Masjid Aqsa. Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu. He was young in the prime of his youth. Fi ri'ani shababi. When he embraced Islam, he took the bay'ah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, we were there and our bay'ah was never to make shirk, never to steal the rights of others, never to perpetrate the crime of zina, never to fabricate lies, and never to kill our children, never to disobey Allah, and so forth and so forth. He mentions this bay'ah. He says, we took the bay'ah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we listen and obey ala sam'i wa ta'a in all conditions, ease and adversity, fi al-usri wal yusr, when we feel like and when we're not feeling like doing so. Whether we like it or not, we will obey. And we will never defy the people of authority, the Amir. And we will speak the truth wherever we are. نَقُولُ فِي الْحَقِّ حَيْثُ مَا كُنَّا. And we will never fear the reproach of one who will blame us. Meaning we will speak out what is true, and we will correct what is wrong, and we won't bother whether people like it or not. Subhanallah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose 12 Sahaba to be responsible for the others, when Sahaba were going to Medina Munawwara, he was chosen as one of the responsible ones, called Naqib. He's a Aqabi. He participated in the bay'ahs of Aqaba. He is a Naqib, chosen as one responsible and Amir. In Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he mentions a report that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam also had 12 naqibs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Jibreel alayhi salam is showing me who to choose. And this reports where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the opinions of Sahaba, who should be chosen as responsible over them. He heard their opinions and he then chose. So putting the reports together, he heard the opinions of Sahaba, teaching the Ummah the value of Mashura, winning the hearts of the people, bringing them together, seeing what they feel, considering their opinions, and he then chose. And Jibreel alayhi salam helped him choose. Then he said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, lin nuqaba, he said to them, y'all are responsible over the others, like the Hawariyin for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So y'all are my disciples, close helpers, and I am responsible for all of my people. And the Sahaba agreed to take this responsibility. For us to learn more about them, the Nuqaba, those chosen as responsible from the Ansar, were 12. 9 from the Khazraj tribe and 3 from the Aus. Remember these names. Let's try our best. Namely, Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurarah radiallahu anhu. What a great Sahabi. He was the rehber, the guide who would take Hazrat Mus'ab radiallahu anhu throughout Medina Munawwara, meeting the different people, inviting them to Islam, teaching them the deen. حضرت اسعد بن زرارة رضي الله عنه، حضرت سعد بن الربيع رضي الله عنه، عبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله عنه، رافع بن مالك رضي الله عنه، البراء بن معرور رضي الله عنه، عبد الله بن عمرو بن حرام رضي الله عنه، عبادة بن الصامت، الله أكبر. Who is this? عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه، سعد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه، and المنذر بن عمر رضي الله عنه. Nine from the Khazraj. And the three from the Aus were Usayd ibn Hudayr رضي الله عنه، سعد بن خيثمة رضي الله عنه، رفاعة بن عبد المنذر رضي الله عنهم. سبحان الله. These were the Sahaba responsible over the others in Medina Munawwarah. And subhanAllah, when the mu'akhah took place, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established the pact of brotherhood for Sahaba to have care for each other, there was a pact between Hazrat Ubadah and Hazrat Abu Marthad al-Ghanawi radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And they would care for each other, remind each other, teach each other. And this is an amazing way for us also to bring brotherhood amongst us, to teach each other, to inspire each other, to care for each other, to remind each other. And Hazrat Ubadah was so dedicated to his deen that he participated in every expedition. And when the Jews of the Banu Qaynuqa clan waged war against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ubadah, he joined the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though his people were allies of this Jewish tribe. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was quite upset. He actually sided with the Jewish tribe of Banu Qaynuqa because they come from the same tribe. Banu Auf from the Khazraj clan. Hazrat Ubadah chose the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I am an ally of Allah and His Rasul. Allah and His Rasul are my protectors and my guardians. He connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more and more. And he said, I am free and I have nothing to do with the Jews of Qaynuqa. Yes, those past allegiances was there prior to Islam. Now when they harm my deen, I will never side with them against my deen, against my Allah, against my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the purity of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But Abdullah bin Ubay could not make the same decision. These verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem were revealed in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ma'idah, one of the Medina revealed chapters, referring to the tablecloth. Read the translation of this chapter, respected Ummah, and show the Ummah the beauty of the Qur'an. Al-Ma'idah, the prayer of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, where he asked Allah for a supper, for a meal, and Allah sent this dastarkhan, this tablecloth with food from the heavens as a miracle for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and his companions. These verses are revealed in this chapter, verses 51 onward. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين. The verses continue right till the end of the quarter, till the end, subhanallah. Read the translation of these verses. The verses end with this aspect. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. To crux the meaning, O people of Iman, never take the allegiance of the Jews and the Christians. Never trust in that allegiance, because they are allies of each other. And those that come into their allegiance are from them. And indeed Allah will never guide an oppressive people, meaning they have oppression in them. They will help each other despite their own aggression and oppression of innocent people. They will still support each other, meaning a lot of them, not all of them. Some have goodness in their hearts and Allah makes that a means of their hidayah. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions some people who claim to be believers, and you would see those who have diseases in their hearts, like bin Ubay in this case. فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, rushing to be cronies of these people, to be spoons and stooges of these people. And what they say, we fear that calamities will befall us. Allah will bring victory for the believers. And such people who went into the allegiance of the people of Batil will definitely regret so. They will become regretful. فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ, even their allegiance in their hearts, what they concealed internally, they loved the ways of the disbelievers. They would regret the stance of theirs. And as the verses go on, Allah Ta'ala is telling us that He doesn't need us. Our Allah doesn't need us. Our deen doesn't need us. We need Allah. We need our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need our deen. O people of Iman, whoever turns his heels on Allah, may yartadda minkum an deeni, meaning by showing allegiance to the ways of Batil and the people of Batil and turning away from his deen, Allah says, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah will soon bring other people. That Allah loves them and they love Him. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, they are humble in their treatment of the believers. And they are firm when it comes to those who disbelieve in Allah. They are firm against those who defy Allah. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَهُمَةَ لَائِمٍ, they strive in Allah's way. They exert themselves in Allah's pleasure, in Allah's cause, for Allah's cause, for Allah's works. And they fear not for Allah's sake the blame of the blamers. People will blame them, reproach them, despise them. That would not hinder them from speaking the truth, from remaining firm on the truth. ذَٰلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, that is the favor of Allah who He grants to whoever He wants to. And Allah's greatness and knowledge is vast and all knowledgeable. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون ومن يتول الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. Verily your friend and ally is Allah, your protector and guardian is Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the believers, and what's their quality? They establish salah, they give their zakah, and they are in ruku' for Allah. They are humble for Allah. And those that ally with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the believers, indeed, Allah's party are definitely the victors. Subhanallah. These verses were concerning Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, unlike the hypocrites like bin Ubay. Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu did not take effect from bin Ubay, despite bin Ubay being a leader of his clan, but he knew where his allegiance lies with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu to carry out pertinent tasks as well, like teaching people, guiding people, and also to collect zakat. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him and said to him, be careful, O Abu al-Walid, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah, meaning never usurp the rights of others. Otherwise, what you take unjustly from people will come, the camel, the cow, the sheep, making, bleating, and moving, and sounding, and will be held against you on judgment day if you deal unjustly. Subhanallah. He said, is it so, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He said, yes, unless Allah showers us with His mercies. Then he said, oh Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't give me a leadership position. It's too hard to be answerable for people. Let me serve with the masses under the leaders. this was Sahaba Radhi. So beautifully. He wants to serve. He doesn't want to stay at home lackadaisically. But he is worried, how will I answer on judgment day? He strove in Allah's way. He participated in many expeditions. Ladiqiyya, Jabala, Qubrus, subhanallah. He participated in the conquest of Egypt. And that was when the Sahaba there needed assistance. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent 4,000 men, many Sahaba, many Tabi'een radiallahu anhum, rahimahumullah. But he said to Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, I send you 4,000 led by four. And the four that lead the 4,000, each of them are equal to 1,000. And who are those four? Subhanallah. None other than Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu, Maslama ibn al-Mukhallad radiallahu anhu, Al-Miqdad ibn Amr al-Aswad radiallahu anhu, and subhanallah, Hazrat Ubadah ibn al-Samit radiallahu anhu. An amazing sahabi, and every one of them, imagine, equated to 1,000 whilst they were sieging the fortress of Babylon. Subhanallah, sahaba were in their positions. And he went in seclusion, and he was, whilst in seclusion, he was performing salah, praying, enjoying his communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few of them watched him from a distance, from inside the fortress. The non-believers were watching him, and they unleashed, because he was in seclusion and he was alone, isolated, they unleashed troops against him. And when they were charging towards him, he completed his prayer and he got onto his conveyance and he charged towards them. And then they turned and ran away. He continued following them single-handedly. He struck the first and then the second, and then he defeated all of them. Those that were left ran into the fortress and they climbed up the wall to see where he gone. And he then returned to where he was, not even going behind whatever booties they left behind, not even taking their animals. He went back to where he was and he continued enjoying his salah, subhanallah. This is Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu. He was a very large built Sahabi radiallahu anhu. There's so much more about him. He loved teaching the Quran. He loved the Quran. He loved narrating the hadith of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teaching Quran, teaching hadith, subhanallah. He was one of the scribes of Wahi. He would love, subhanallah, teaching the Quran. He narrated about 181 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate these glorious people, subhanallah.